1 o'clock. I'm Michael, I'm 19, and I'm from Rochdale. You might not know this, but one of my best friend's dads is the third best pantomime dame in the UK. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
This is BBC Radio 1.
Hello, good weekend, this is Scott. Michael, show introducer, thank you for being on.
It's alright, I'm a proper Mills fanboy.
Are you?
Yeah, I've listened for like 7 years, so.
Wow. How many Scott Mills points have you got?
Since you started on 1 o'clock, 270, because I started again, because I didn't write it down before.
Oh, that's a shame, because they were still valid.
Oh.
So you should have kept a note of that.
Yeah, should have, really.
Which is a fanboy, is a bit of an error.
I know.
Right, so you're 19, you're from Rochdale. Tell me about the pantomime dame.
One of my best friend's dads is the third best pantomime dame in the UK.
I didn't realise there was a chart of pantomime dames.
No, neither did I. She just kind of sprung it on us on the first day of secondary school. But by the way, my dad's a professional pantomime dame, third best in the country.
Is it like the Sunday Times Rich List?
I think it must be. I think they must have a special publication for just for pantomime dames.
The Dame Gazette?
So if he's third best, he's a bit like Andy Murray in the pantomime dame game.
Yeah, I don't know who the Rafael Nadal or Djokovic would be, though.
Christopher Biggins, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
So is this guy famous?
Well, he's been in Coronation Street. He's fairly famous, yeah. He's famous mainly for being in pantomimes. He does, like, 15 a year or something.
Was he a pantomime dame in Corrie?
No, he was a baker, I think.
He wasn't Richard Hillman, then?
Not that I know of.
The one that drove Gale into the icy river.
Pantomime dame, also moonlighting as a serial killer.
I'm going to drive you into the river. Oh, yes, I am!
Oh, no, you're not!
Has he got a dame name?
The one that we went to see was when he was called Nurse Nora, which I do have an autographed poster from.
Amazing.
So he changes it up, he's not the same dame all the time?
Oh no, he does like 15 different pantomimes a year, so he changes it up.
How can he do 15 pantomimes a year?
Because he writes them and directs them and stars in like 3 a year and all that sort of stuff. But yeah,
actually,
his fingers in about 15 pies.
Yeah, we've spoken to panto people before, and it's true. It is a, I know it's only for us a Christmas thing,
yeah.
But it is a year-round occupation because you have to write it, you have to stage it. So people are working on pantos all year round.
In the summer as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, he starts writing them in like March.
Yeah. They do follow a theme though, don't they?
They do.
Oh, Tannoy.
Yep, Tannoy.
Where are you?
I'm in the bus station in Rochdale at the moment.
Okay.
On my way to work.
So, is your friend proud of her dad being the third best pantomime dame in the UK?
I think she's kind of loud and proud about it, really, because